This is the news in brief from the United Nations. New fires at a Greek island centre for thousands of refugees and migrants have destroyed all remaining accommodation for those affected by the initial blaze on Tuesday evening. In an alert on Friday, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said that people of all ages have been left homeless in Lesbos after further fires on Wednesday and Thursday. Why they started has not been determined. Here's agency spokesperson Shabia Mantu.
The latest fires have affected the adjacent fields next to Moria Reception and Identification Centre in what is known as Olive Grove, destroying what remaining accommodation was available. While no casualties have been reported to date, the fires have now left 11,500 asylum seekers, among them 2,200 women and 4,000 children, without adequate shelter, sleeping out in the open over the past few nights in the streets, fields, and beaches.
The camp has long been home to far greater numbers of migrants and refugees than was ever intended. In an appeal for solidarity for those left homeless, UNHCR urged restraint and for all to refrain from actions or rhetoric that could heighten tensions. The agency also repeated its call for long-term solutions from the authorities and the European Union for refugees and asylum seekers in Moria and other sites on the Greek islands. The Ebola virus outbreak in Western Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, has continued to spread in Equateur province, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Friday. The development brings to 17 the number of health zones now affected since the outbreak began in June in Mbandaka, a city of 1 million people and a major trading hub on the Congo River. The affected health zones include two which border the Republic of Congo, raising concerns that the outbreak could spread there. In a call for cooperation between the two countries, the UN Health Agency urged coordination on disease surveillance, as communities are extremely mobile, and increased screening of travellers. Latest data from WHO indicates 113 cases of Ebola infection in the current outbreak and 48 deaths. 52 people have recovered and been discharged from Ebola treatment centres, while more than 2,400 contacts have been seen and nearly 28,000 people vaccinated. Devastating flooding across Sudan has affected well over 500,000 people, raising fears of disease spreading widely. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, reported that 17 out of 18 states in Sudan have been hit by torrential rainfall, with dams, bridges and highways damaged. Forecasts indicate that heavy rain will continue to fall across Ethiopia and parts of Sudan, causing the Blue Nile to rise by another 30 centimetres in the next 3 days. According to UN partner, the Humanitarian Aid Commission, HAC, more than 111,000 houses have been destroyed or damaged, along with farmland, schools, health centres and government offices. More than 350 shops and warehouses have also been hit, and some 5,500 head of livestock have been killed. Amid the devastation, the World Health Organization, WHO, has warned that the spread of endemic diseases such as dengue, chikungunya and malaria is a real danger. Cases of malaria are already rising, said WHO spokesperson Fadela Chabe. She cited years of underfunding and a lack of equipment, with medical supplies at around 25% of what is needed. To help, the UN agency is supporting 10 mobile clinics in Sudan, and it has deployed 10 environmental officers to try and ensure clean water and sanitation. Daniel Johnson, UN News.